I've been walking down the same road for a long, long time. See the same old names and faces that I always find. I've been wondering if this town is gonna ever.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to everyone's favorite game show, Guess the Word, with your host, Connor.
Hello there, guys. Today we have a special game for you, and this game is called Guess the Word.
Okay, and what do we do in Guess the Word?
Well, basically, we give you a question, and it's a pretty difficult question, and you have to find the answer, but the answer is only one or two words.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we are going to listen to all of the questions, come back, talk about the questions, listen to them one more time, and then give you the answers.
Okay, let's see how you do.
Number one, what starts with the letter P, ends with the letter E, and has thousands of letters? Here's a little clue. It's a place. Number two, what begins with T, finishes with T, and has T in it? Here's the hint. It's probably in your kitchen cabinet. Number three, this is a three-letter word. It reads the same way forward and backward. I know you'll get the answer. I know you'll see it's a word that is important to you and me. Number four, what word is always spelled incorrectly in all dictionaries? This is a clue. It's a trick question. Number five, what's black and white and red all over? Think of the spelling of red.
Okay, guys, we just heard five questions there. Do you think you know the answers to any of those five questions?
All right, well, why don't we take a look at the first question and see if we can figure out what the answer is.
Okay, so what starts with the letter P, ends with the letter E, and has thousands of letters?
Thousands of letters? So first of all, starts with. This is what we use a lot when we're talking about spelling.
Right, so Connor starts with C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not K.
Not K, that's right.
Adam starts with
A. And not E. Sometimes sometimes we get an Edam in there, which is a kind of cheese.
Oh, that's right, yeah. And ends with, of course, the end of the last letter, E. In my case, R.
In my case, M.
Right. But we have this confusing part, has thousands of letters.
Yeah, what word has thousands of letters? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Something.
Yeah, right. So to solve the answer, we need a clue.
Okay.
And that's what we have next here. So a clue is just like a hint. Right, where you get a little bit more information.
Yeah, it's something like the police would be looking for.
Yeah.
They would be looking for clues.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Who killed Connor?
Oh, well, they better look over here because I'm still alive.
Ah, right, that's a big clue.
Yeah. So the clue here is that it's a place.
Okay, so it's a place. But even then, how many places have thousands of letters?
Yeah, there is no... Well, maybe there is, but I don't...
Mississippi? Almost a thousand.
Yeah. All right, so we'll let you think about that. Let's go on to the next question.
All right, so what begins with T, finishes with T, and has T in it?
Oh, okay. Mm. So again, we have begins with. Now, this is the same as what we saw before, starts with.
Starts with, begins with, right. And then similarly, we have finishes with, which, hey, if you guys can guess, it's the same as ends with.
Right, so you've got all four of those expressions. Starts with, ends with, begins with, and finishes with.
But this one also has T in it.
Right, so T, it starts, ends with T, but T in the word?
Okay, so TNT, no, that's got an N in it.
Tetris?
Tetris?
No, that's not, but... That doesn't finish with T.
Oh, right. Oh, this is hard. This is hard. Okay, so we need a clue. And what's the clue here?
Yeah, it's probably in your kitchen cabinet.
My kitchen cabinet. This one's tough. This one is tough.
It is, yeah. Also, cabinet here, this word, is like a cupboard, right? It's where you put your plates or your sometimes your dishes.
Pots and pans.
Yeah, pots and pans.
Okay.
It could be up high.
Ah.
So... we'll let you think about that one and continue on to number three.
Okay, another word puzzle here.
Yeah.
This is a three-letter word.
Mm-hmm, right. Okay. So there's no question here, but we have a special poem for you.
Okay. It reads the same forwards and backwards. I know you'll get the answer. I know you'll see. It's a word that is important to you and me.
Oh, that was so nice.
That is a beautiful poem.
Yeah. So let's just take a look at a few of the words here. It reads the same.
Mm.
So it, a word doesn't read.
Right. We read words.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this is just the spelling of the word again.
Okay. Anyway, don't think too much about it. It just means it's the way the word is. It's the way that we read the word.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Also here, get the answer.
Okay. So get, a lot of you guys know get means understand.
Mm, I get it.
God, Dad, I get it. But here it's kind of more like find the answer.
Yeah, yeah. Find or solve the answer.
Yeah. So do you think you guys can get the answer? A three-letter word that reads the same forwards and backwards?
We'll see. Yeah. I guess we will see. That's your hint. All right, so number four. What word is always spelled incorrectly in all dictionaries?
Ooh, okay. So we mentioned before that sometimes people spell Connor incorrectly.
They do, yeah. Like sometimes they'll spell it C-O... N-N-E-R, or C-O-R-N-E-R.
Corner. Yeah, corner. I get a kick out of corner.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
good.
I think poor Spencer gets it the worst, though. Spanzer. It sounds like a German tank.
Mm-hmm. You're kind of lucky. Your name is pretty simple.
It is, but people do find a way to spell it incorrectly.
Ah, yes. So not correct. Now, we have a clue here, and the clue is that this is a trick question.
Okay, so this trick here is kind of like trick or treat.
Yeah. It's kind of like a secret almost. Mm. When you ask a question, there's a very clear way to find the answer. But in this question, in fact, most of these questions, it's not just a clear answer.
Right, you have to kind of use your brain.
Yeah, you have to be a little bit creative.
I feel a lot of the like SAT type tests, you know, those university admissions test, they give you a lot of trick questions.
Yeah, for sure. So it's not like 1 + 1 = 2. You
right.
have to think differently.
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll leave that one with you and on to our final question.
Okay, this one is a classic, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, for sure. I like this one. What's black and white and red all over?
What's black and white and red all over?
Right. So just quickly here, all over just means all of it is black and white and red.
So I remember being a kid and seeing pictures of like zebras.
Oh, yeah.
With like maybe they hurt their bum or something.
Yeah.
So that like their bum is really red.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think this is a zebra.
Right. That's the way that they tried to trick us, right?
Right.
Show you a picture of a zebra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is also a trick question. And the clue to find the answer is you have to think of the spelling of the word red.
We're right. If I just said red with no context, what do I mean?
Right, because there are different ways to spell the word red.
Exactly.
And different meanings.
Different meanings, sure.
Right, so you need to think about the meaning of the different spellings of red.
Okay, well, while you are thinking about those different meanings, why don't we go ahead and listen to all of those questions one more time?
Sounds good.
Number one, what starts with the letter P, ends with the letter E, and has thousands of letters? Here's a little clue. It's a place. Number two, what begins with T, finishes with T, and has T in it? Here's the hint. It's probably in your kitchen cabinet. Number three, this is a three-letter word. It reads the same way forward and backward. I know you'll get the answer. I know you'll see it's a word that is important to you and me. Number four, what word is always spelled incorrectly in all dictionaries? This is a clue. It's a trick question. Number five, what's black and white and red all over? Think of the spelling of red.
All right, so we heard those questions one more time, and it's time to look at the answers.
Wow. Okay, number one, what starts with the letter P, ends with the letter E, and has thousands of letters?
A post office.
Oh, a post office.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Oh, because letters.
Mm.
Oh, it's the other meaning of letters.
Right. Lots of letters at a post office.
Like mail. Mail letters.
Right, right, right. So how did you guys do on that one?
And question number two now. What begins with T, finishes with T, and has T in it?
Okay, another one of those trick questions. Mm-hmm. Okay, what has T in it? Begins with T, ends with T. A teapot.
A teapot, yeah. Mm. Yeah, this one, it doesn't have a letter T in it.
Right.
It has just tea. You're drinking tea, like coffee and tea.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like that one. All right, why don't we take a look at the answer for number three, the beautiful poem.
Okay, so a three-letter word that reads the same forwards and backwards. I know you'll get the answer. I know you'll see it's a word that's important to you and me.
Right, so it is important, and I know you'll see an eye.
An eye.
Yes, that's the answer.
But I can't see my eyes.
Right, yeah, you can't see. But the clue is that we see with our eyes.
Okay, so hope you guys got that one. I hope you guys saw the trick there.
Right, because if you read it backwards, it's the same.
Right, exactly. Okay, now, number five. This one I really did like, number five. What word is always spelled incorrectly in all dictionaries?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And the answer here?
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly.
Exactly.
If you want to know the meaning of the word incorrectly, you have to look incorrectly in the dictionary.
And it's probably going to be spelled correctly.
Right. I-N-C-O-R-R-E-C-T-L-Y.
And hopefully the word incorrectly is not spelled incorrectly.
Hopefully, yeah.
Otherwise get a better dictionary.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. And the last one, number five, what's black and white and red all over?
Okay, so it wasn't the zebra with the sore bum.
No,
that.
No. And this one, a newspaper.
A newspaper.
Yeah. Now, why would this be a newspaper? Newspapers, they're not red.
But they're black and white,
yep.
And they certainly are red. Red by people.
They're read by people. Mm. So this is like the word. So this is like the word read.
Right.
Yeah. But we read the newspapers. Yesterday, I read the newspaper.
Yesterday, I read the newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys. Well, how did you do with our five questions? Did you get 5 out of 5, 100%?
I know I didn't, because the letter one kind of made me a little bit confused, actually.
Okay. Well, don't worry. Don't worry. And most importantly, what did you think of our show today?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you enjoy trying to figure out and get the answers to these questions?
And if you can think of any more riddles, perhaps a teacher long ago taught you some kind of funny, kind of interesting riddles, let us know what they are.
Yeah, for sure. I love finding more riddles like this.
We call him the Riddler around here, around these parts. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, to control the pet population. Have your dog spayed or neutered. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Talk to you later.
Now it's early Sunday morning on a Saturday night. Ride a night bus with a stranger who is out of his mind. I really thought that life would turn out so much better than this. Man, it's hard to keep the heat up high.